This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساءً واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ثم أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله جل وعلا وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أجارني الله وإياكم من النار ثم أما بعد All praise and thanks belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May the peace and blessing of Allah be upon His servant and final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As to what follows, my dear respected brothers in Islam, today is the 13th day of Dhul Hijjah. Yani it is the third day of Ayyam al-Tashriq, also known as Al-Ayyam al-Ma'dudat, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called them in the Quran. And these are the days, Ayyam al-Tashriq are the days in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said about them, Ayyam al-Tashriq, Ayyam aklin wa shurbin wa dhikrin lillahi ta'ala. That the days of al-Tashriq, these 3 days that we are living after the day of Al-Eid, are days of food and drink, and a days of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, when he described these days, he said, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ. Make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these known specific days, which are the 3 days after Al-Eid. During these 3 days, the blessings of life are fulfilled and are completed. Why? Because the blessing of food and drink nourishes the body. And the blessing of a dhikr, it nourishes the soul and it nourishes the heart. And so, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith, he combined between these two things, which is a dhikr and the food and the drink. And this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he described these days, he first described them by saying that they are days of food and drink and dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Rajab rahimahullah, he mentions that there is a secret for this sequence. That why did the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam begin by describing these days as days of food and drink and then dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And he said that the reason for this is that food and drink is supposed to aid a person in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as a result, the food and the drink, what's the purpose of it? The purpose of it is to aid you and help you and encourage you and motivate you in dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is how one thanks the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him. By using the blessing Allah gave him to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with it. My brothers in Islam, what have these days of Dhul Hijjah taught us? What has it taught you? And how close did you come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during these 10 days? One of the greatest matters that you will ever learn from these days is the importance of dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your life. How much dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did you make during these blessed 10 days of Dhul Hijjah and during your life up until now? And has a dhikr occupied your life or not? Or has your concerns in this worldly life occupied you from the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? My brothers in Islam, Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, isn't one embarrassed to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment? when his record and his book is opened before his own eyes, and he finds that his general talk and his general words were more than the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his life, isn't one embarrassed from this reality? That this Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you a tongue and has given you an intellect and he has given you the ability to make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you still weren't able to fill the pages with the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla and make it more than your general talk. Yani there is a study, a research that confirms approximately a person speaks about 15,000 words a day. And in a lifetime, generally, approximately, speaks 830 million words. Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, he's telling us, make sure that when you stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that your dhikr, your subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, and the words of dhikr, make sure they are more than the general words that you've spoken. Was-salaf, rahimahumullah, they used to meet each other and they used to ask each other questions. Mathalan, how have you been? How's your parents? How's your brothers? How's your studies? How's your work? They used to ask each other questions. For what reason? Only for the reason so that they can hear the word Alhamdulillah from each other. That's all. So they used to remember and remind each other of dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala through general questions they used to ask themselves. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in two authentic ahadith, he summarizes the purpose of life. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in the first hadith, he says, مَا جَلَسَ قَوْمٌ مَجْلِسًا لَمْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى فِيهِ إِلَّا كَانَ عَلَيْهِمْ تِرَةٌ وَمَا مَشَى أَحَدٌ مَمْشًا لَمْ يَذْكُرِ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى فِيهِ إِلَّا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ تِرَةٌ وَمَا أَوَى أَحَدٌ إِلَى فِرَاشِهِ وَلَمْ يَذْكُرِ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى فِيهِ إِلَّا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ تِرَةٌ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in this hadith three statements. Number one, he says that there is not a group that gather, that they sit, a kind of gathering, any gathering, socializing, a meeting, whatever it is, and they do not make mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their gathering, except that this gathering would be a worry and a regret for them on the day of judgment. Tirah also means yus'aluna anhu yawm al-qiyamah, that they are questioned about this gathering on the day of judgment. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَمَا مَشَى أَحَدٌ مَمْشًا, and there is not a single person that walks. You take a walk down the road, you go to your work, you're on the train, you're on the bus, whatever it is, the situation is, you left your house and you did not make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِلَّا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ tirah, except that that becomes a moment of worry and regret for him on the day of judgment, and he is questioned about it on the day of judgment. And then the final part of the hadith, that there is not a single person that came to his sleep and he slept and he did not make mention of Allah. Allah wasn't the last thing on his heart and on his mind before he slept, except that that sleep becomes a worry and a regret for him on the day of judgment, and he is questioned about it. Allahu Akbar. Yani the purpose of life is dhikrullah. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in the hadith, مَا مِن سَاعَةٍ تَمُرُّ بِابْنِ آدَمْ لَا يُذْكُرِ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى فِيهِ إِلَّا حَاسِرَ عَلَيْهَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, that there is not a single hour that passes by the son of Adam. And to imagine we're speaking about an hour. Imagine a whole 10 days went by. We imagine a whole year goes by in your life. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us to ponder over the hour that goes by and you did not make mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within this hour, illa hasira alayha yawm al-qiyamah, except that he regrets it on the day of judgment. It becomes a reason for his worry and it becomes a reason for his sadness on the day of judgment. A dhikr, my brothers in Islam, these two ahadith put together teaches us that there is not a moment in life except that you're in a gathering, or you're walking to your work, or you're going somewhere, or that you're going to sleep, or an hour passes by. These are your affairs. In either one of these situations, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if that hour, if that moment is not filled with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it becomes a worry and a regret for a person on the day of judgment. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he teaches us literally that a dhikr during the end of times becomes literally food and drink for the believers. Are you ready for that moment? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, at the end of a time, when a Dajjal comes out, with Dajjal, everything becomes under his control by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So nothing of the rain comes down from the sky. And the earth doesn't produce any produce for the people to eat. There is absolutely nothing except the followers of a Dajjal. As a Dajjal walks and he has his followers behind, he'll say to the sky, drop rain, and it'll rain, and this will be water, and it'll be a fluid and drink for those that follow him. And he'll say to the earth, bring out what's inside of you, and it'll bring out what's inside of it, and that will only be for the followers of a Dajjal. For the companions are concerned when the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this. So they said to him, Ya Rasulullah, وَمَا طَعَامُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. What is the food? What is the food of the believers at that time, at that moment? What would they eat and what would they drink? For Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, طَعَامُهُمُ التَّسْبِيحُ وَالتَّحْمِيدُ وَالتَّهْلِيلُ وَالتَّكْبِيرُ. That literally their food is Allahu Akbar, وَسُبْحَانَ وَالْحَمْدُ وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. What does that mean? My brothers in Islam, this means that they are so occupied with dhikrullah that they forget about eating and drinking. Hasn't ever happened in your life that when you're so occupied with something, you forget about your food altogether? When someone, let's say, has caught, for example, something really serious comes up in his life, or la samaha Allah, his son is in the hospital, wallahu a'lam what's happening to him, he's between life and death, and you're standing outside that room, does food come to your mind? Does drink come to your mind? You forget about all of it because you're occupied with that which is before you. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us in this hadith that at the end of time, the believers would be so occupied with dhikrullah that they forget about food altogether. And are you ready for that moment? If that moment was to come upon us very soon, are you ready for that moment? Has dhikrullah occupied your life? Has it taken over your life? The 10 days of the Hijjah were supposed to train us on that. How much of dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala did you engage in during these 10 blessed days? And they're still not over yet. There is still up until Maghrib today. How much of dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala have you acquired in your life? My brothers in Islam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. That the example of the one who makes dhikr of Allah and the one who does not make any dhikr of Allah is the example of the dead and the one living. Yani Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made a sign of a living person, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon his tongue. And the sign of a dead person is a person that neglects dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he compared the one who doesn't engage in dhikr of Allah like a dead person. Do you know what a dead person is? A dead person is someone that is motionless, cannot move. Anything would destroy him. Then he cannot even defend himself. Yani the one who does not have dhikr of Allah in his life, he cannot defend himself from the fitan if they were to come towards him. The fitan, any kind of fitna in life would destroy him. For the one that is alive with dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of defending himself and standing strong in front of any fitna that he sees. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a hadith he says, مَثَلُ الْبَيْتِ الَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ. The example of the house. Yani now first, the first hadith was about the individual. Now it's speaking about the family, about the wife and about the husband in the house and about the children, the entire family. مَثَلُ الْبَيْتِ الَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ وَالْبَيْتِ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. That the example of the household that makes dhikr of Allah and the household that does abandons dhikrullah is the example of the dead and the living. Yani in other words, the house that has no dhikr of Allah, the household, the members of the family that have no dhikr of Allah in their life, that house would be full of problems and full of issues. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, when he described the hypocrites, he said, وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. That they do not make mention of Allah except little. They hardly make any dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. That is the munafiq, the hypocrite. He makes dhikr of Allah, but something little. Now imagine the one who doesn't make dhikr of Allah altogether and abandons and neglects it altogether. That person in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what would he be? My brothers in Islam, whatever the problem is in your life, you will always find that the solution is dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it is the person that complains and he says, I'm new to the deen of Islam, I'm new to practicing al-Islam, and I'm zero, and I want something that would give me a powerful start in my deen. The answer is dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To the one that complains and says, I've been practicing for a long time, and I find that my heart is now tough and it's rough, and I need something to soften the heart. The solution and the answer to such a person is dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Some would complain and say that my life is full of problems. With my family there's problems. With my work there's problems. With everyone and everything there's a problem. And I need something to solve my problems in life. Dhikrullah ta'ala is the answer. Some would say everything has closed in my life. I only see darkness in my life. I cannot find a job. And I cannot get married. I cannot do anything in my life. I need something of Allah's blessing and mercy. I need the doors open. The doors will open with dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some would say that, and I'm depressed, and I find sadness in my life, and I'm suffering emotionally, and I want something to make me genuinely happy in life. Bi-ithnillah, the answer for such a person is dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the patience upon dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some would say that, yani ana, I'm choked by my sins. I feel that I'm heavy with my sins. I need a solution to clean me out from my sins and to wipe them away. The answer to such a person and a complaint is dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if a person was to say, Astaghfirullah al-azim alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum wa atubu ilayh. He says it three times. غُفِرَ لَهُ وَإِنْ كَانَ قَدْ فَرَّ مِنَ الزَّحْفِ. That Allah Azza wa Jal would forgive him even if he turned his face and he turned away from the battlefield. Do you know when you turn away from the battlefield, this is a major sin. In other words, this one dhikr said three times is enough to clear you even from the major sins that one has. This is the solution, dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person might complain and say, Wallahi, I know that the road ahead is very long. I still have to face death. And after this, I'm going to live a life in the grave. And after it, as-sirat wal-mizan. And then the paradise or the hellfire. And then al-hisab. And I need something that will take care of all my future concerns and worries. Dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the answer to such a person. My brothers in Islam, the solution to all the problems is dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The solution is al-dhakirin Allah kathira, the abundant remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs to always be on the tongue of a person. How much, my brothers in Islam, how much of this life has passed? How much have you lived of this life? Half of it? Have you passed the halfway mark yet? For most of us, we've already passed the halfway mark. Well, subhanallah, yani if you've passed the halfway, that means you must have already acquired half the price of the paradise. Have you acquired that? Have you acquired even a quarter of the price of the paradise? My brothers in Islam, we're sent to this worldly life to acquire and collect the price of the paradise. And nothing is going to prepare you for the paradise like dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala would prepare you. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, udhkurullaha dhikran kathira. O you who believe, make abundant dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. And glorify Allah Azza wa Jal in the mornings, in the evening. أذكار الصباح والمساء وذكر الله سبحانه وتعالى هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته. He سبحانه وتعالى is the one who sends upon you His prayers. In other words, Allah Azza wa Jal's mercy descends upon such a person when he makes continuous and abundant dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وملائكته, and the angels make dua for such a person. وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور. Dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of your worldly problems. ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور. a dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal would bring you out from the shades of darkness, of misguidance and so on, into Nurullah subhanahu wa ta'ala, into the guidance. Wa kana bil mu'minina rahima. Ar-rahma of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would descend upon such people. This is their benefit in this worldly life. And in the hereafter, tahiyyatuhum yawma yalqawnahu salam. Allah Azza wa Jal would greet them with peace on the Day of Judgment. All the worries they had on the Day of Judgment, all of them are solved through the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تحيتهم يوم يلقونه سلام وأعد لهم أجرا كريما. And he has prepared a noble reward for them, for the people that make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. My brothers in Islam, dhikr Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the one who commits to it, earns the love and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One time in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he enters upon his companions and he sees them sitting in a gathering. And they are making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they're praising and thanking Allah Azza wa Jal that He has guided them to al-Islam. For Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he walked onto them and he said, "Ma ajlasakum?" What makes you all sit together? So they said, "Dhikr Allah wa nahmaduhu ala ma hadana min al-Islam." Dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, this is why we've gathered and sat with each other. For Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to them, "Allah, ma ajlaksakum illa hadha." Yani, in other words, he's saying, really, by Allah, is this the only reason for why you gather and sit with each other? For they said, "Wallah, ma ajlasana illa hadha." By Allah, this is the only reason for why we've sat, to mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make dhikr of Allah azza wa jal. For Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to them, "I did not take an oath from you because I did not believe you. ولكن جبريل أتاني." Jibreel alayhi salam came down from seven heavens. This is the reward for the one who makes dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jibreel has come down and he said, "أن الله يباهي بكم الملائكة." And he has informed me that Allah Azza wa Jal was talking proudly and highly about you people to the angels. Subhanallah. And so when you take pride in something, when you speak highly of something, then it must be something that is valuable and expensive in your life. In other words, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking pride in His servants, in other words, this refers to the value a person has in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a person earns the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have from now until Salat al-Maghrib, in where we're still in the days of Ayyam al-Tashriq, the days of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the moment, this is the opportunity that you have. It's left. Keep and continue in dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the greatest of them during these 3 days is at-takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar kabira. Or the other famous one, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Live the meanings of at-takbir, my brothers in Islam. When you say Allahu Akbar, meaning that Allah is greater. It is an incomplete sentence because there's a lot to fill after it. Allah is greater than anything you can think of. Allah Azza wa Jal is greater than your desire and that which your temptation runs towards. Allah Azza wa Jal is greater than anyone who claims to be great. Allah Azza wa Jal is greater than any distraction before your hand. From now until al-Maghrib, don't be distracted by anything other than the takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal chose for the takbir, for it to begin our salat. Allah Azza wa Jal chose for this word that we begin our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we say Allahu Akbar. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Idha ra'a ahadukum an-nara falyukabbir." That when someone sees a fire in front of him, let him say Allahu Akbar. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to travel, he used to say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he described travel, he said, "Qit'atun min al-'adhab." That travel is a form of punishment. In other words, you find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to begin the travel, which is a form of punishment and difficulty, he used to say Allahu Akbar. When he saw the fire, he used to say Allahu Akbar. In other words, the word Allahu Akbar does not stand in front of any kind of difficulty except that it destroys it. This is the word Allahu Akbar. Anything difficult you find in your life, Continue with Allahu Akbar until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala solves this issue for you. These are the days of At-Takbir. Make the most of it until the end of the days of Ayyam At-Tashriq. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us, and we ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from among الذاكرين الله كثيرا. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد. هذا وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على خير البرية وأزكى البشرية محمد بن عبد الله صاحب الحوض والشفاعة. فقد أمركم الله تعالى بأمر بدأ فيه بنفسه وثنى بملائكته المسبحة بقدسه وأيها بكم أيها المؤمنون، فقال عز من قائل: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.